Back to Dr. Wright. Good morning, everybody. This is going to be a waived toll hearing for John Cox, ABC number 044452. For board members that are present to conduct the hearing today are, and for the gallery, all the way to your left would be the Honorable Michael Johnson and the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse, Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman. Then we have on my left is the Honorable Louis Tenonis. My name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing reader today. So I'm going to cover some of this information about Mr. Cox and his sentence, and then we'll go through a little more of it. Mr. Cox is 58 years old, and he is serving a life sentence for manslaughter, which began on February 17, 1990. He was convicted by a jury and sentenced on May 29, 1991. The sentence was aggravated by two prior felony convictions, which were serious offenses. An appeal upheld the conviction and the sentence. So even Mr. Cox was certified for this hearing, which is for weather control, home arrest, and discharge on December 12, 2018. He has appeared before the board three times prior and was denied each time. The offense involved, Mr. Cox was found guilty of manslaughter and sentenced to life in prison. It involved February 17, 1990, he murdered his mother, Pearl Cox. That day, he got into an argument with his sister and his mother. The defendant struck his sister, and when she fled to get help, the defendant hit his mother on the side of the head. The victim died less than an hour after being assaulted by the defendant. According to the police report, when the defendant was told that his mother had died, he said she had one foot in the grave anyway, and if she's dead, I have no sorrow. Mr. Cox has criminal history back in 1978 in California for DUI, in 2 Arizona for 3 counts of aggravated assault and 1 count of burglary. He was convicted of that and a prison term. He's had considerable discipline while he's been in, violence, but with some violence, but mostly disrespect, refused to work or house. He had 2 in 2016 for disrupting count and this indecent exposure, and he had 3 in 2017 to disrupt count twice and a disobey a verbal order. He's had no programming, there's no community support, no family support. We have some victims representatives in the boardroom today. We do have some copies of some letters that the family members, the victims, wrote to the sentencing judge that were submitted. All said they were afraid of defendant and opposed any leniency at that time. We do have a letter from Maricopa County Attorney's Office. The most recent one I have is from December of 2017, but they very much opposed any type of release for Mr. Cox. And for the victims' representatives, normally on a waived hearing at this time, we would just make a motion for how we want to do it, but since you're here and present, would any of you like to make any statements before we, would you like to come up to the podium? Please state your name, and then you can tell us what you are.
Okay, I'm Linda Zero. I'm actually Johnny's sister. And we were aware that he didn't want to show up today or whatnot, but knowing Johnny as well as I do, I couldn't help but feel in my heart it was a ploy for us not to be here and him appear before you. And as well as, you know, the rest of them. No one knows him like I do. And all I can ask is that his parole be denied. He does not have remorse, nor will he have. Something about him is broken and it won't be fixed. Is people afraid of him? Yes, he's made open threats. He's written letters. He's, well, he used to call until I disconnected the phone number. Unless, and I don't think it has, that he's received a tremendous amount of mental rehabilitation while he's been inside prison, that he hasn't changed. And his mentality before was, I'll do my time, and they have to let me out. That's what brought me over here today. I know his mentality. And I'm just, I guess basically asking the board here to not be fooled, and I don't think you gentlemen are anywhere near that, but, and it's hard for a sister to sit and say these things, but it's there. And it can't be erased. And I don't think society out there should be endangered by me. At this point, the only one he knows of their existing address is mine. Of course, I'm getting up near my mother's age at the time she died, but I hate to have him released out in public. It's not fair to anybody along the way. And as far as family support, no. He lost his family when he took my mother. And if that's wrong, well, the good Lord can punish me later on. But I don't think it is. And like I said, none of my children, nor I, and always in the past, I was there for that boy. I was there for mom and dad. But sometimes you just can't be fixed. You have to want to help yourself. And you have to want to work and fit into society. And Johnny never has, nor will he ever, my opinion. So, that's why we showed up today. And all I can ask is that the board take it into consideration not to take into consideration a parole form. So, that's all I have to say.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Any questions from the board? Thank you very much. Does anyone else wish to speak?
Good morning. My name is Andrea Miles. On that day in 1990, it was actually Andrea Lane. I was in the house that day, so it was my sister, my mother, myself, and my grandma, Pearl. So while he waits, I just want to make sure my voice is always heard, that as long as I live and breathe and he's still alive, I'll every year I'll always, please don't let it go. That's just all I ask.
Thank you, ma'am. Any questions from the board? Thank you very much. Anyone else? Thank you very much. said, well, I'm going to move forward with the hearing then at this time, and I'm going to, based on all the information we do have, and the statements of the victim's side, I'm going to move to deny Mr. John Cox, ABC number 044452, with denied parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge. And I would ask for a one-year set-off based on the age of the crime, and that would be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Kimmel, is agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Ritten. And the reason would be it's a serious matter of loss of human life, harm to the victim, I would say victim harassment, the type of situation that was going on. And poor institutional behavior because of recent disciplinary infractions, history of assaulty behavior, lack of programming. There were no release plans since we don't have one, and no family or community support. And also something somebody else would like to ask me. Okay, that will end this hearing then. Thank you for appearing.